This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's here as we approach the end of the year and prepare for the new year. Talkers Magazine. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine that you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. Talkers has had a banner year. And so on this program today, we will do what we have done at the end of the year last year and the end of the year before and before that and before that and before that. And that is to present the top news talk stories from News Talk Radio, from Talkers Research, the top 15 items and the top 15 people, according to your research, Michael. There are plenty of things to talk about that are ancillary to all of this. So why don't we go through maybe a couple of times during the course of this hour. We'll go through these just so that we can shake people up a little bit, although I think almost everything here has a certain amount of predictability to it. Do you agree?
Well, I don't think there's anything surprising. These are the biggest stories of the year, so these are the ones that were out there all the time. Although the one surprising thing, if you're not paying attention, is that if you ask people, what was everybody talking about? They'd say Trump and the presidential race, and that, of course, is true to a degree. Right. But Trump and the presidential race were not the only major stories that were in the news and on News Talk Radio this past year on stations such as the one people are listening to now. So let's go through them. At number 15, the National Anthem protests, and that grew out of sports, and we'll talk about that. We could talk about the people. At number 14, the Flint water scandal is a major story, still a story of concern. At number 13, the Iran missile tests and the North Korea nukes tied together at 13, kind of an unlucky number and an unlucky situation. So far, we are lucky, but it is not something that we should count on. At number 12, Apple versus the FBI, a free speech issue. At number 11, the relationships between the United States and our dear friends in China. At number 10, LGBT bathroom laws, and the whole transgender issue ties into number 10. At number 9, the death of Scalia and the state of the Supreme Court of the United States. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, the fake news phenomenon. Number 6, European terror attacks and the refugee influx. At number 5, the battle against ISIS and U.S. terror attacks. At number 4, we're getting into the majors here, Syrian civil war and U.S.-Russia relations. At number 3, police minority shootings and cop slayings. Number 2, and this ties into the presidential race, which you know is going to be number 1. Number 2, the Hillary Clinton email case and Russian DNC hacking allegations.
You gave it away. That's
I gave it away. And number 1.
Yes.
The presidential race and the victory of Donald J. Trump.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Want to go through the people?
I would love it if you would go through the people.
Angela Merkel is at number 15. Number 14, a sports figure, the only sports figure, and then we figured out there should be two sports figures. We didn't think of them as a sports figure, so we have a tie at 14. Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, who took a knee. And Caitlyn Jenner at number 14. Kara and I were trying to figure out what year Jenner was talked about a lot. And this went on for a few years, and it certainly spilled over into 2016. Although I don't know whether or not we should put Bruce Jenner on the list of people who died in 2016, but that's
interesting. That's really an interesting.
That's a morbid joke.
It is, but I don't think it's a joke. Isn't that interesting? That's very interesting.
Yeah, I just thought of that while I was talking with Kara. Yeah, what happened to Bruce Jenner? Where is he?
Yeah.
Maybe he's not dead. I had an interesting conversation with someone the other day as to whether or not, you know, the transgender issue is one thing, and I have I'm sympathetic to people that have that issue. I'm not so sure if I'm that sympathetic to Bruce Jenner. I don't fully believe, and this is just my own gut, I don't fully believe that that this is totally separate from what people do to enhance their appeal in terms of ratings on reality shows.
Come on, Michael, don't be such a cynic. It's only because he's going to make about $300 million for having done that. Come
Would you walk around in a wig for $300 and...
I wouldn't have my private parts changed, but yeah, I'd walk around in a wig.
Well, his private parts haven't changed from what I understand.
Oh, they haven't taken them yet and reworked
them? No, no, that's the whole point. You know,
he will become Bruce.
You unwrap that package and get the same old gift.
Yeah. Well, that's not the case with the Chelsea Manning, who did have her, his private parts changed, and you and I paid for that. Through the large.
I was wondering what that was on my credit card. That was so strange.
Right.
Number 13, we have Kim Jong-un. We have
now, there's somebody. We'd like to alter his private parts.
You know, Antonin Scalia is at 12. Mike Pence at 11. Number 10 is Bernie. Number 9 is Ben. You know who Ben is? Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Chris Christie at 8. Marco Rubio at 7. The whole clown car here. Number 6 is Ted Cruz. And number 5, Bill Clinton. Number 4, great American, Vladimir Putin.
Bad Vlad.
Number 3, Barack Obama. Boy, he's going out kicking, ain't he? And number 2, we have Hillary. And at number 1, Donald J. Trump. And
right.
That's the year in review.
Yep. Every year for a number of years, Talkers has gone through, as we have done in this program for well over two decades, the people. And so it is fitting at the end of the year for us to talk about these things and then have our usual time to have a tete-a-tete back and forth, Michael and I, with input from you, if you'd like, through social media or however. But it is a very interesting time. We live in times that underscore the importance of this format and how needed it is to be able to express. What did Jerry Williams used to call it? Vox Populi, great talk radio host. Williams would also be described as the person who let the pressure, when the bottle hasn't been opened yet and you shake it up and you know as soon as you take the cap off, it's going to explode. Well, he was the kind of a guy, and so were others like him, that gave people a chance to express themselves in a way that seemed to be good for the country, because anger needs a vent. And also, all too often, the stuff that's happened on News Talk radio programs has been about anger, and hosts have sounded angry, but it plays a role in helping to keep the society moving. Am I overstating it or understating it, Michael?
No, I think that it's a complicated subject. You know, I think anger for its own sake is not necessarily good, but a safety valve where people are able to speak their minds, which is called the First Amendment and freedom of speech, and having it exercised on what we still refer to as the public airwaves, I think that that's a healthy thing.
Yep, it is. So we'll continue. There are a number of things. I want to ask Michael about what he thinks is still discussable in this list, how much of this stuff will go away next year, how much of it is left over from last year, that sort of thing. In other words, which things are sort of a permanent part of our landscape and which are in and out of our minds. This is something I hope will not be in and out of your minds, and that is a focus on Super Beats. Super Beats is a replacement for the fake energy you get with some of those high-caffeine drinks. The caffeine in coffee even is not necessary. If you drink coffee or you drink some of those drinks that get you going, give you a pick-me-up, you'll want to hear what I have to say in the next 60 seconds about Super Beats. Replace your daily coffee with a glass of Super Beats. It'll change your life. And like the coffee that you drink, Super Beats functions as a food, because it is. Coffee, I'm not sure that's a food. It's a drink. But is it a food? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates. Super beets are grown from non-GMO beets. They are cooked, they are dried, they are powdered, and they are put in a canister. They send the canister to you. You take a teaspoon and put it in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie or something like that. And all too frequently, the stuff that you've found slowing you down will now turn around, because Super Beats and the nitric oxide open up your arteries so the blood gets through to your muscles, to your brain, to every single part of your body, thus giving you stamina and energy that you need for the rest of your day. It's very important for healthy blood pressure as well. Packed with electrolytes and antioxidants, Super Beats is available right now for first-time buyers at 800 800-655-4183. When I say it's available for everybody at that number, 800-655-4183. But in order to get you on the program, the folks at Super Beach are encouraging you to order a regular supply, 3 months, and they give you a 30-day supply free when you make that first order. They'll send you a book called Beat the Odds. And if you mention Doug Steffen, you get free shipping as well. Call 800-655-4183 to order Super Beats for the new year. You will be very happy that you took that step. 800-655-4183. Success and satisfaction guaranteed, or your money, all of it, back. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant sandwich for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant sandwich, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is the Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020. At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
19 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. So can we have a thread here, Michael, looking into or understanding, as I listened to this list of 15, what was going through my head at the time is that there are a number of these that are still discussable and will go on into next year. And then in my mind, I was trying to go back to last year and what is here today that was around last year at this time, and I can't. Maybe the Middle East situation.
Oh, yeah. Come on. We were dealing with ISIS. We were dealing with the presidential
police.
Race.
Yeah, right.
2015
yeah.
It started.
Mm-hmm. And then sort of splintered, though, because this year you got 3 or 4 things that come out of that same root.
The LGBT issue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that is.
And more. We can talk about that.
It's stressing some of that stuff. Okay, well, we're here to, as I said, let the steam out of the bottle. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Oh.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Money 3 and change after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an annual, well, it's a weekly program. I'm Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. He and I every week get together and gab about the things that are important according to the News Talk surveys that Talkers Magazine does. Now we put together the year end, and I asked Michael a few minutes ago how many of these stories are still discussable, or maybe even more to the point, if we look back at the list from last year, what has carried over? And there are some things that carried over. There are some specific things here that only went on this year, but then there's general consumables, if you will, like going into the department store of News Talk Radio ideas. And, some of them are getting more and more noisy or noisier. The Flint water scandal, number 14, you made reference to the National Anthem protests at 15, but the Flint water scandal, in and of itself, you can certainly, if you're a good radio host and put some emotion behind it, you become more credible in the ears of the people listening to you. And if that's the case, I'm number one here, because I think this Flint water scandal is among the worst, most atrocious examples of how people get screwed by government and government doesn't care. Do you know that still is, that problem has not been fixed, that people are still they're still exposed to this water, and that the people involved have not been prosecuted. A couple of people have died. But this kind of stuff is so much a part of it's almost ingrained into us, Michael. We accept waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, a $4 billion airplane for the president, $400 billion for a plane for the Air Force that doesn't fly, the Flint water situation. I mean, that's the sum and substance of a lot of stuff that is on the News Talk radio stations. And so I guess we wanted to be there, because if it isn't, we don't have things to get people worked up about.
Well, I don't know if we want to get people worked up. We talk about the issues of the day that we all have a common interest in. I mean, there's a lot of stuff people get worked up about that has nothing to do with what we all talk about. Like their houses, like their bosses. The world is one big giant pressure cooker, and these are the hits. these are the hits. But boy, this is not. I think people, the average person, walks around being worked up about a lot more than the Flint water scandal. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody out there going, I am so upset. My life is ruined. The Flint water scandal. No, they have other issues.
Think people in Flint who's lost.
The point I'm making is that. These things are not here contrived for us to create a show. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk show hosts believe that all the issues of the world are really there as for material, and somehow they're exempt from it. Until, of course, your show is over and you walk out into the street and you realize, wait a second, I live in the same world that I'm so smugly commenting on from my perch behind the microphone.
Yep.
But you said something before that's very interesting, and I'd like to take a moment to address it. You said government screws things up regarding the Flint water scandal. That, I think, is a dangerous statement.
People in government should be a better way of putting
it. And private industry doesn't screw people?
Oh, sure it does.
So, because I listen to talk radio and I hear people, anything the government does is bad. We're going to have to privatize that, as if somehow the people that work in the private sector are more pure and honest and well-meaning than people that work in the government sector. Anything that's big, whether it's a corporation or a government or a religion, is dangerous. Organized human strength is powerful and dangerous. So I would love to see the argument between the government sector and the private sector cast in more of a realistic light in the coming years, because it isn't one or the other. Both are subject to the same faults.
Isn't that interesting? What a great way of putting it. That's something that I'm sure hasn't been distributed in thought, but we ought to think more about it. Yeah, great. Thank you. Michael continues with Doug in a few moments, 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
An historic church in Warrenton, Virginia, is a landmark recognized by a 65-foot steeple. But 130 years of weather have not been good to that steeple, which was rotting and falling apart. The congregation raised enough money to have the steeple replaced with an exact replica made of fiberglass so it would be maintenance-free. But the city blocked the replacement, demanding the church spend over $262,000 to rebuild the steeple with specific kinds of wood. They should have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that church was none of the government's business. A town government has important duties, such as maintaining roads, but their duties do not include micromanaging.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The continuation of the year-end in review, stories and people that have been important to the Newstalk Radio world. Thus, those of you who are listening that love this format are getting sort of a rewind, a reworking of some of this material. Mike and I are having a discussion about the things that have hung around and things that maybe will or will not be here next year. And we were talking about some specific items from local areas in the Flint water situation, which comes in at number 14 this year on the stories list, came to mind. And as you were saying what you did about government, and my inference was that government is bad, government is inefficient. I don't know if it's bad, but there are a lot of things about private business and private industry that aren't good as well. And as you were saying that, I was thinking about Flint, what I remember about Flint. I used to be on in Flint, And there was a fellow there that you and I both knew and liked because he was around from the old days of our talk association. His name was Dave Barber. I think he passed away this past year, as a matter of fact. But he was on a radio station in Flint. And he would have taken that station's kind of gone away from doing local issues. But can you imagine what kind of a job he would have done? He was cut out of that same cloth of the people that take a local issue and just not let go of it. And it established their credibility in their communities.
Yeah, local watchdogs. I think that the local watchdog in talk radio actually makes for a better life for the people in the community. I've seen where local watchdogs have either been fired or left to go to other localities.
Yeah.
And it actually has a detrimental effect on the quality of life.
Right. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So we really do, even though some people think a lot of us are gas bags, there are things that we can do because there's a passion involved. I remember Buddy Cianci, who is a host and a mayor and a corrupt public official, went to jail a couple of times in Providence. Very colorful guy. Sometimes what has happened, Michael, over the years is we've confused good radio people with good announcers. And Cianci and a lot of the people that are doing talk now are not good announcers. They don't have good voices. Some of the newsmen that became talk show hosts, they had these big voices. Rah, rah, rah. And the old-timers used to think that gave them credibility. I think what gives you credibility is whether your audience thinks you're...
Are you okay?
Just having...
Did that almond go down the wrong tube?
I was eating almonds, yeah, right. Down the wrong hole.
I mean, I'm here to help press the red button and I'll recite the Declaration of Independence until you feel better.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, the point that I was making is that we have a lot of people who are tied to the hosts and they identify with the hosts. And I think we have the same basic group of people. I don't think we've lost anybody significantly this year. All the award shows at the end, they put...
Have we lost any major talk show hosts? Yeah, we lost Dr. Joy Brown.
We did lose Joy, and we lost... Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, we lost... We lost a couple.
We were talking Baltimore...
Tom Maher, our dear friend.
Tom Maher. Yep.
Yeah, we've lost a number of people in the industry this year. This year has been, look, people live and die, and people die every year, and there's always the perfunctory list, but I believe, let's call it celebrity deaths from the world of politics and the world of the arts, from the world of broadcasting. This has been a brutal year for celebrity deaths. I mean, as we're speaking, we just found out the 1-2 punch that knocked us all over the head is we lose Carrie Fisher, and then the next day we lose Debbie Reynolds. What are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a kick in the head and then a kick in the other head.
Yeah.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. But Zsa Zsa Gabor died. You know, we talk about somebody who was a pioneer in the world of reality shows, being famous for being famous.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim Kardashian should pay tribute to Zsa Zsa Gabor
for
paving the way. George Michael just recently. I mean, Muhammad Ali. I mean, icons. Patty Duke, Gary Shandling, Frank Sinatra Jr., George Martin, Nancy Reagan, George Kennedy, Sonny James.
Yeah,
remember Young Love?
Yeah.
Harper Lee, David Bowie. Glenn Frey, Marnie Nixon. Do you remember Marnie Nixon?
No.
Marnie Nixon is the most under-credited great singer of the 20th century.
Really?
Back in the old days, they'd make major movie musicals, and they'd put big stars in who couldn't sing, and they wouldn't even give credit for the person singing. West Side Story, Natalie Wood, that was Marnie Nixon singing. The King and I, Deborah Kerr, that was Marnie Nixon singing. My Fair Lady, Audrey Hepburn, that was Marnie Nixon singing. Marnie Nixon died this year at 86 years old, one of the greatest singers of the 20th
century.
But
who knew that? Now, I've never heard that story before. See, that's what makes these conversations so relevant, because we can listen and learn from the experiences and the knowledge of other people. And I think that's the beauty of what we do. Frankly.
Well, the idea is to be informative.
Yeah, right.
Bring something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Don't flap your gums if you have nothing to say.
Right. Well, how do those people survive if they had nothing to say? How do they survive as radio personalities?
Well, they follow the talking points.
Mm-hmm.
When I listen to the radio and I hear another person go,
Did you hear that Obama spent $84 million on vacations? That means that person's sitting there following, okay, here's the latest bad stuff 85. About Obama that 25 people have talked about today. I'll jump in, too.
Yeah.
Bring an original angle. You never hear Rush Limbaugh say anything that somebody else said the day before.
Nope. Never.
Howard Stern, you know, in terms of the pop culture kind of talk. It's original. Be original.
Take thoughts and twist them around in your own mind so that people hear what you know or what you think.
Find an angle.
Yeah, right. So the number seven item to sort of follow that up a little bit, number seven on the stories list for this past year is a focus on fakeness, fake news. And how it has seemingly, because I guess of social media, people always want to blame this, that, and the other thing for whatever's going on. Like we were talking earlier, government's to blame for all the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Well, do we have to find a blame-e or a blame-er? I guess we'd be the blamers if we said it's because of Twitter. That would be the
well, you know, fake news. Fake news is very interesting, and anybody in the media should find fake news fascinating. Anybody who lives in a democracy or cares about journalism and honesty and truth should find it interesting and troubling. But a point to be made, and you mentioned Twitter. Fake news has been with us all the way back to the beginning of newspapers and the beginning of journalism. There has always been fake news. This goes back hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years. And what's made it seem so relevant now is the amplification of fake news through social media and the digital platforms, which speed up its spread and amplify it. So it's amplified and it's sped up. It becomes viral. And that's because of the modern technology. But if you look back at the history of fake news, my gosh, I mean, there were stories that were outrageous. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson, who was a big fan of free speech, he also was a harsh critic of newspapers, called them polluted, like a cesspool, that nothing you read in the newspapers is true. You would think that his quotes were something out of Donald Trump.
There's no original thought, Michael. We've all thought it. Somebody has said it before. It's just depends on how clever, creative you are as to how all these things come out. But
do you know there was a story in a New York newspaper about 100 years ago about the animals in the Central Park Zoo escaping, that the door opened or something, and that Manhattan was being overrun by vicious beasts, and that 49 people were killed, mauled, torn apart by bears and lions and tigers, and people were hiding in their houses?
And it wasn't true.
It was not true.
No. Fake news! Just started this year, you'd think that was the case. No.
Right.
That's nonsense. Yeah. But it's like so many other things. Makes for good copy. We're here talking about the issues of the day. Which one do you feel is the most relatable to you? A good question for all of us to ponder. I'll ask that of Michael Harrison in a moment, 43 past the hour, on this week's weekend year-end review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain.
Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, it's your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. select styles. Offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See storeacles.com for details.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 20% of the U.S. population will get the flu this year. Dr. Carrie Peterson, a New York City-based physician, reminds us of the symptoms to look out for.
Unlike cold symptoms that usually come on gradually and progress over time, the flu often hits you fast and furious with the sudden onset of fever, aches, fatigue, cough, and headache.
Dr. Peterson says there are ways to alleviate flu symptoms if you do get sick, like drinking plenty of fluids to stay hydrated and using a humidifier to make breathing easier. She also recommends humidifiers for their preventative benefits.
Studies have shown that the cold and flu virus thrive in dry places. By keeping the humidity levels in your home between 40 and 60%, humidifiers can help reduce the survival of flu viruses on surfaces and in the air.
For more information, visit VicksHumidifiers.com. That's VicksHumidifiers.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
46 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen here on the year-end review of the top 15 items we're picking, as we usually do in this conversation, out some of the things from the list that are of interest and importance. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time as well. So when you look at that list, when you first reviewed it, Michael, which one did you feel most relatable to? Which item on this list of 15?
Well, they all tie together. So I've been thinking about it during the break because I knew you were. I was hoping you weren't going to come back to it, but you did. And so I have to answer it.
Yes,
they all connect to each other. I think the First Amendment ones are the ones that I personally relate to. Believe it or not, the fake news phenomenon is the one that interests me the most because I'm interested in truth versus victory. The part of fake news that bothers me is when it's done for the purpose, as opposed to a hoax or a laugh, when it's done on purpose to destroy somebody's reputation or to derail a movement or a campaign. I think that's very dangerous. So number seven, the fake news phenomenon, is the one that I'm particularly interested in. But that's not to say that I don't think that the presidential race and the victory of Trump, I mean, that story has yet to unfold. Wait till he's inaugurated, and then
right. All
that's
these protests
open
are so foolish because he hasn't done anything yet. Let
right, save
this.
It. You're the boy who cried wolf, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's silly.
You know, let him get in and then beat him up.
Yeah, that's a tradition here.
They used to have a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Then there was no honeymoon period. Now they don't even wait till the guy's in office.
That's social media and the news media together trying to outdo one another. And so now there are problems when there aren't problems.
Right.
There is fake news when there is real news.
Right. But how could I say the Flint water scandal doesn't bother me? Mm-hmm. Clean water, we need that or we die.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then the freedom of speech issue that is reflected in number 12, the Apple versus FBI
Absolutely.
Issue. Those things are those are imperative to our health and well-being, it seems to me, anyway. But then, look, we get so serious, there have to be some things, never mind, maybe they're on the fringe, that are just plain silly. Things that we can have fun with, because so many times we hear from you, oh, you're too serious, you got to have a good time. And yeah, we do need to have a breath of fresh air from time to time. 10 before the hour now on the countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 after the hour now.
As we take to heart the information that the researchers at Talkers Magazine have done this past year, 15 items on the list. There are certainly probably another 15 that would be close to this, and that are items that have stirred us, that have captured our imagination, that have done important things to the public discourse. Imagine how we, I say collectively, not you and me necessarily, just alone, Michael, have influenced the public discussion when it came to any number of things. There are those who would say we influenced the election. Trump won because of certain people in News Talk Radio. I don't know if that's the case, but you can make a case for Mike Pence and his talk radio roots. I don't know much about him before he became a host. I know after that he became a congressman and then governor and now vice president. So what do we know about? What do you?
Mike Pence is a smooth operator. That's all I know about him.
He looks and sounds like he's a smoothie.
Yeah, he's a smooth operator. He is very, very measured. He's the un-Trump.
Yeah.
You're not going to see him sending out tweets off the top of his head. Whether you agree or
button
not.
Button down, I think people use that expression. He's pretty, you look at his hairdo and how he presents himself. And
he was a good conservative host. He's a bit in the the far right. He's ultra conservative. So when I say nice things about him, I'm not necessarily endorsing his political views, but I do have to endorse his style.
Mm-hmm.
He's a distinguished man, well spoken, and generally reacts to spontaneous things with the kind of measured thoughtfulness that you would hope a vice president would have.
Yeah. That's or even a president. So let's peel this back a little bit more, the onion being peeled back to the likes of Chris Christie. I've heard from a couple of people, just for the fun of it, it seems that his political career may be washed up because his career as the Attorney General of New Jersey saw him prosecute a fellow named Kuttner, and it turns out that Kuttner, the old man, is the father of the husband of Donald Trump's daughter. And Christie, as soon as somebody put two and two together, Christie, who was on the bandwagon pretty early, got washed away fast. And his political career being over, there are a lot of people who say, hey, he'd make a good talk host for some big New York station or a big Philadelphia station. And, you know, there are a lot of politicians who have done that. They become politicians, then they become hosts, versus Pence, who was a host first, and then he became a politician. And I think there were... there are certainly other examples of that.
Well, it's much harder to go from being a host to a politician than from being a politician to a host, because one of the things corporate radio does is they try to have celebrities fill openings so
right.
that the advertising departments can go to the agencies and at least have somebody to talk about.
Right.
Radio no longer believes in itself, mm-hmm. where they would say, this guy has come up through Indianapolis, and
he's
worked in Phoenix, and he's really good. Give him a chance. You're going to like this guy.
Yeah.
Now, right. They don't have confidence in the unknown, and unfortunately, all the great hosts came up through the system as unknowns.
Right. Yeah. And now there's no farm team. There's no place to start and be
right.
bad. You can't be bad. You got to be good the first day, or you're no good.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works out. And you see this guy was a Joe Walsh in Chicago. He was a congressman,
mm-hmm. yep.
and he couldn't quite make it all work. It's not. This is, as Michael suggested, I don't mean this to be puffery for him, me, or other people that have been doing this for a long time, but we all were radio people through and through. We were jocks, and we understood how, Limbaugh came out of that same creative juice,
mm-hmm.
and so it's timing, it's feeling like you know what the audience really is all about, because it goes back to what I was saying. I was talking on my weekday program about moving the subject matter along, and I said it's just kind of like a radio, a station that plays music. 3-minute song, over, commercial, next song. Same thing is true with at least the way I approach doing the radio. I want to make sure we get in, we have a conversation about what's important regarding that issue, and then we move on to the next
yeah.
thing.
Well, and that's what we're going to be doing now collectively. We're going to move on to 2017. And,
predictions?
Okay.
One prediction.
The unknown. The unknown will be the biggest story of the year. Always is, just mm-hmm. as the victory of Trump.
A year ago today, would we have ever thought that Donald Trump, none of us would have thought that Donald Trump would be the next president.
Not to mention a bunch of other stuff. So I just want to say now to everybody, Happy New Year, and I hope that it's a healthy, prosperous, wonderful year for everybody that's listening to us.
Yep.
And we'll hope for the
better
best.
Year. Next year will be a better year. If you have that in your mind, that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
Michael and I have it in our minds. Michael Harrison, thanks to you and your staff for helping make this program what it is, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.